This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Ange. Ange, MQFF Macca. And Spiro from MQFF for Extra, which is on at Cinema Nova, 4th to the 6th of October. Tell us about it, Spiro. This is a little mini festival thingy.
It's exactly that, okay. A mini festival thingy, you're right.
an added bonus.
It's the first time we've done it, actually. I think the festival's kind of really been growing over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. It's been really fantastic kind of audience and attendance. Mm. And I think this is just, you know, another opportunity for us to engage with our audience, in particular as well, an opportunity to maybe try and catch those films that we miss out on for the main festival. So quite ironically, you know, I think all the stuff that plays here is all kind of, you know, as I've been saying, all killer, no filler. So there's a lot of big hitters in terms of queer cinema here at the moment that are probably going to come out by Christmas and stuff like that. So it's really exciting to have them in our program and have, you know, the MQFF banner under it.
And it's a good sort of almost a halfway point, isn't it?
To
the next festival.
Yeah, so, yeah, it is.
You know, people don't have to wait 12 months to get their fix.
No, and I think, you know, as we always say, the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, the big draw card of it as a festival is that kind of community experience and that, you know, that kind of shared experience of being in a cinema with your fellow queers watching movies. So I think, you know, it's always great to have another opportunity to show some great movies.
So how many films, Spiro?
There's 12 sessions. There's 2 shorts packages, and the rest are all, you know, features and documentaries.
I can see, Ange, there's a few titles here you're going to want to...
Oh, there are. How did you know, Macca? I've already marked my titles. Yeah, Spiro, tell us a little bit about Vita and Virginia.
So this is based on the relationship between Virginia Woolf and Vita Sackville West, who is a socialite and a writer as well.
Yeah.
And apparently their relationship was the genesis of Virginia Woolf's most famous book, Orlando, and the film kind of traces that kind of creative sort of era. And the director, I think, kind of really approaches the material in a really interesting way. Like, generally, period films can be sometimes, you know, I guess a little bit formulaic, but the filmmaker kind of really brings a different energy to this movie. It's a little bit kind of edgier. It's a bit sort of kind of contemporary, I suppose, in a way.
So. And made in Ireland, by the looks of it.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I didn't know that.
Yeah, wow. I believe it's made in Ireland. Wow. So I'm quite excited here, Macca, because I love an Irish accent. So it's my ideal. Oh. It's my ideal movie coming
and
up.
And Elizabeth Debicki, who plays Virginia Woolf, is Australian. Yep. Actually, is really, really fantastic.
Yeah, okay.
I really like her a lot. I love watching her and everything.
Now, I like the look of Lizzie, the lesbian thriller.
Oh, Lizzie's great.
Yeah.
So this is obviously about Lizzie Borden, which has been sort of famously made into several movies over the past. You might remember one with Elizabeth Montgomery, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. But this is like a reimagining and very sort of, I guess, a more sort of, I guess, feminist take on the film, which sort of imagines this relationship between Lizzie Borden and her maid, which is played by Kristen Stewart. And it's very much about these two different women sort of being oppressed by, you know, the patriarchy of the time and the very violent actions that they take to correct that. But it's a really interesting film. And I think both Chloe Sevigny and, you know, Kristen Stewart always a great watch.
Now, Circus of Books.
Oh, I love this documentary.
So, an elderly married Jewish couple at the centre of this charming and engaging documentary. And it is an infamous West Hollywood gay porn store and distributor, Circus of Books. And it's been around for a long time.
Yeah, this is a wonderful
and
documentary.
Yeah, extraordinary story.
It is, and Karen and Barry Mason, as you mentioned, had been running this store for a long time. Yeah. They were behind some of, you know, Jeff Stryker's biggest porn films, like, you know, Stryker Force, and there's a very interesting couple who are the most unlikeliest gay allies and advocates. And what the documentary really kind of poignantly points out is, you know, this place sort of became, you know, not only was it like a, you know, very famous cruising spot at the time, but it became a real haven for a gay man during the AIDS crisis. It's a really fantastic film about gay advocates and allies. And, you know, I sort of, it's hard to kind of sort of, there's no trailer for the film, so it's been sort of hard for me to sell it, but like, don't sleep on this one. It's such a wonderful documentary, really sweet, surprisingly, and really poignant. And a lot of fun. I absolutely loved it. It's highly, highly recommend that one. And it's an Australian premiere, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrific. I see a Portrait of a Lady on Fire there, Macca. That's actually quite a special film. It's closing the festival, is that right?
It is, and it's honestly one of my... that and actually Pain and Glory, two of my favourite films I've seen this year, I have to say. And so it's so exciting.
Spiro's choice.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so great to have this kind of bookend the festival. And Portrait of a Lady on Fire is sensational. I, you know, had one of those experiences when you come out of a film, you're just buzzing with excitement because it's just... there's something really kind of fresh and original about this film and the you know, I guess the voice this filmmaker brings to this particular story, I think, is really wonderful. I adore this film so much.
We're going to have to give Ange 3 weeks, 3 days leave.
I'm going to go and see it again, actually. So, yeah.
I'll come with you, Spiro. I think I'll be dropping out of the Joy office for a while.
And the other one, Seahorse, which is a UK documentary.
Yeah.
And it's about Freddie McConnell.
Yeah.
His joy, you know, of becoming a parent. Mm. Really... I've read a little bit about this. It sounds like an incredible story, quite complex, but
it is
a film, you know, we should all see.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating documentary. He's a Guardian journalist, and he's a gay trans man who decides that he wants to have a baby and sort of has to pause his testosterone to kind of make that happen. And it becomes a really interesting documentary about, I suppose, the psychological impact as well this has on him and his identity and his sense of self and the journey he takes to achieve this, which is quite phenomenal. And it's really moving, and it's, you know, he, you know, puts himself front and center in this film, and it's absolutely fantastic. I really recommend that one.
Spiro, where should everybody go for the film festival this year, and what can they expect when they get there?
Well, go to the Nova, because it's all playing there, so definitely go to the Nova. Our tickets are obviously available online and through the app as well. We have an app, so you can kind of download that and book your tickets through there. It's just over from the Friday to Sunday. Like I said, it's all really solid content. I'm really, you know, really excited about this lineup this year, I have to say.
It's a very impressive roll call of film, Spiro.
Yeah.
You know, it's a mini festival.
Yeah, I'm really. Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm really proud of this particular one. I think it's got some just excellent content all through. So.
Now, last year was the highest attendance for the festival.
Yeah.
More than 26,000. Shows you that film festivals, you know, a lot of people think, download that online or whatever.
Mm.
But it's like... See, I'm not a fan of e-books.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Physical books.
Yeah,
same here.
If you like physical books, you've got to buy them.
You've got to smell the print.
And if film festivals, you know, which is often where things get their first showing, if you support that, well, you've actually got to support the festivals.
Absolutely, And like I was saying before, I think, you know, watching a queer film with a queer audience is a really different experience. From, you know, like some of these obviously have played at MIFF, but it's a very different kind of experience watching this with a queer audience. That's why I'm really excited about seeing something like Pain and Glory and Portrait of a Lady on Fire with that audience who are going to love it. So, you know, it's great.
Now, there's also a couple of shorts, guy-on-guy shorts and girl-on-girl shorts.
Yeah.
And some of it from Germany, Iran, Israel, Spain, UK and USA.
Yeah, there's a real kind of sort of, I guess, cultural mix in particularly in the guy-on-guy shorts.
Yeah.
Again, you know, really great packages and sort of strong films. The shorts packages, even with our main festival, always great to curate and... But there's so much content out there, and I have to admit, when we, you know, the idea of the mini festival came up, I thought, oh, this is great, because this is actually an opportunity to bring some of those films that I just can't put in because this is no room. I'm really great. Really excited about presenting some of these films, which are all wonderful and, you know, kind of, you know,
it's great,
worth seeing.
It's great. So, everyone, MQFF Extra.
Extra.
Have a look on the MQFF website or on the app.
Mm-hmm.
It's at Cinema Nova, 4th to 6th of October.
Yeah.
Thanks, Spiro.
Thank you. Yeah.
Good work.
Yeah, thanks
see
a lot.
See you at the movies.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.